Welcome to episode 84 of 2P Starts Live. This week's going to be a little bit different. No Tim. It's sad. But John Watts is here today.
Hi, everybody.
He's a good close friend of mine, and obviously you guys have only heard very little about him via us going to Transformers 2.
It was a special moment. It was good.
It was. I felt warm inside.
I sat with you while my wife sat somewhere else, like up in the nosebleed section when we got the primo seats.
Because really, I mean, truly, it's like, I mean, let's face it, really, what's the reason she's there? I mean, does she really want to see Transformers 2?
No, she wanted to be with me.
Oh, did you?
No, but she's like, John, go nerd out with Ray. It'll be great.
And it was. Because really, I mean, you would not have had as much fun with Angela than you would have with me, right?
No, because at the end of the movie, I turned to her. She's like, oh my gosh, John, that was so bad. And I'm like, what? I was having a great time. Ray and I were laughing and just like, oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah,
you know?
And I was surprised myself, to be honest. I actually had a lot of fun at Transformers 2. I'm not saying it was a good movie. I'm just saying I had a lot of fun. So really going into Transformers 2 with no expectations was like, hey, this is, you know, it's not too bad.
It's like men who work in the sanitation department get numb to the smell of... It's garbage, but they don't smell it anymore. They're just used to it.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Transformers.
Yeah, Tim and Sarah had their babies, so it's like, where's Tim? Well, it's going to take like 4 days for them to recover. So,
yeah, congratulations, Tim.
Yes, congratulations, Tim. And actually, we have a special message from Tim that we'd like to share with you guys right now.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to drop in, say a quick thank you so much for all your kind words, all the comments, wishing Sarah well, wishing the baby well. I'm happy to report they're both doing great. Our little daughter, Lily, she does have a name now, she's doing wonderful, and we're just enjoying this time. So, Ray, here's a little picture that you can post in the podcast. Everyone can comment on just how cute she really is. And I'll be back soon, so thanks again, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Have you met Sarah? Have you talked to Sarah?
I have, yeah. I've met her before. Yeah.
Okay, so she's just not some phantom that he's created and now using as an excuse.
And I swear, he goes home every night to his wife, and he's like, yeah, Ray's still really upset that I hate Up, but really I don't. I love the movie, you know? He's just messing. Like, oh, Ray thought we just had our baby, but really, I just found some random photo off of Flickr of a baby, yeah, and I said okay. It was mine, yeah.
Okay, so she does exist. Oh, that's
she
good.
Does exist. Yeah. What surprised me is how little she likes video games. It's like she really could care less about what's going on the screen. Like there's just the girls who don't understand sports. Like they just run back and forth all day. Like I don't get it. It's like, yeah, you guys are missing it, obviously. Like,
and is she similar to my wife level of distaste for video games?
But I mean, the fact that your wife could play Gears of War 2 successfully was shocking to me. I mean, it's like that's pretty impressive. I got to say, props, seriously.
I know. Yeah. My wife's hot. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get on with the show. This week we had the death of 2P Star comic. Really, like this truly is the death of 2P Star is what's gonna happen. Like the beginning of the end. Seriously, what if last week was the last week Tim was even on a podcast? You know, what if this is it? What if
I had the same experience, or I don't know if Tim's going through this, of when your child is born. I have a 2-year-old son. You like, oh, I got to grow up. I got to get a job. I got to, you know, yes. Get serious with my life. You know, I can't be doing web comics anymore.
Right.
You know? Like,
I know.
When Logan was born, I sold my Xbox. I sold all my games. I got rid of all that. I'm like, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to be serious, you know. But I've back ridden and now I've got Xbox 360. And
really yeah. Because of me, right? In a way.
Yeah.
Because when you met me, I was really egging you on about games and stuff. And eventually you're like, yeah, I want to buy a 360. I want to get back into this, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, I was in it and, you know, I enjoyed good games and stuff.
But here's the problem I have with all this is like, did you do the right thing or the wrong thing? Like, maybe you did the right thing by, like, selling everything and growing up, and then Ray comes back and, like, brings sin into your life or something, you know? Like, Like, it's kind of like, oh man, I need to get rid of the drugs. I need to be a father, get rid of the drugs. And then, like, someone else is like, dude, it's okay, you can smoke every once in a while, you know? Like, oh, all right, sure, cool, thanks. It's like, oh, no, that's not the right thing to do.
You're
right?
My dealer, Ray, if that happens.
Right, it's like, which one is the right thing to do? Like, I don't know, like, but, yeah, like, we'll just be responsible as best we can, I guess.
No, I mean, I feel like at that time it was the right thing to do. But now, at my age, I'm going through a quarter-life crisis, you know. And so I need these things back in my life. And Ange could see how kind of unhappy or unfulfilled I was. Because, I mean, I like puzzle video games, you know, something that really stimulates the brain.
Yes.
And in social games, you know, going out and playing Smash Brothers with you and the guys.
Yeah, see, you're one of those people who like gaming for the right reasons. You're not on World of Warcraft every night starting your fifth character, you know? Like, this is what I worry about. Because with Tim having a baby now, and you've already been in this business for a couple of years, the business of having kids,
which is very
profitable, might I add. When I get married and have a kid, am I going to do that? Like, will I be like, you know what? I need to stop playing Smash Brothers Brawl finally. You know, or is it important that I find a wife who's supportive of gaming in some way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, because it's like, really, I've mentioned this before, but when I meet new girls, it's like, I can't step them into my world right away. If I'm like, hey, yeah, I do a video game webcomic and weekly podcast, a cardboard cutout of the life-size Sonic in my room, you know? It's like, I have Space Invaders bed sheets. It's just a little creepy when you hear it all in the front. But when you get to know me, it's like, okay, Ray has very legitimate feelings about games, and he's not just this, like, stoner kid who plays, you know...
It all makes sense.
It makes more sense. It's like... Really, how much of that do I need to ditch? I mean, clearly the Sonic stuff has to go. But, yeah, those are all questions.
That had to go for years. Just any single guy, yeah, with any taste at all.
You and I came up with an idea for the comic this week, which never got used.
Oh, yeah, and my wife, too.
Yeah, and Angela as well was helping. And I talked with Tim about the idea, and he's like, that sounds good, but it sounds like a lot of work for the little time that you have. He's like, how about this instead? And then he basically described a 20-panel comic. I'm like, really? Like, you just made it 20 times worse, really? Like, come on,
well,
seriously.
You know, if he's really into this, you know, you guys have worked around a lot, you know, on some of these podcasts and the comics and just me hanging around you and all this stuff that goes on behind the scenes that no one sees and all the planning that goes into it, that, you know, a baby is a lot. It is a, you know, a new chapter in his life, and a lot of things are going to drop. I feel like this is something that he's put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in, you know, as well as making a baby, that it's not going to fall along the wayside.
You know what? I think you're right. And here's why. I'll give you an analogy. Like during Christmas time, when we're on like back home vacation, all that stuff, it's actually harder for us to do the podcast and the comics because we're busy having so much fun, right?
Yeah.
But when we have a normal work week where we're really tired and we're exhausted, it's like we really want to do the comic and podcast to get away from reality, essentially.
Mm-hmm,
so I think at first it might be a little slow, but eventually the normal weekly routine of I have to change his diaper all the freaking time comes in. He's going to be like, I want to get away. I want to do a podcast. And he'll actually be driven towards 2P Start a little more. Yeah.
So... Have no fear. I'm stating it here that 2P Start will continue.
Let's face it. At one point, it will no longer exist, okay?
Oh,
at some point, it'll not continue. And really, should we go out on a bang or like okay, this comic sucks now, it's over? I almost feel like I'm tempted to just end it on a really good note. That way, always be cherished for what it is and not like, oh, they are good for the first 2 years, but then the 8 years after were just terrible, you know?
Well, it's going to be kind of like when I come over and play Smash Brothers and someone's got to go, you know, someone's got to leave and you're like, well, hey, how about three more, you know, or how about two more? You don't just let someone just drop off, you know.
And that's true. Yeah, there's a countdown. Know, I never let people – people are like – they're like,
bye, see you guys later.
Like,
and,
hey, I have to leave. Like, no, seriously, I need to go. It's like, no, not allowed. When you play Smash Bros. At my place, you have to give me at least a one-game warning. That's not allowed.
A waiver you have to sign before you even start playing Smash Brothers.
People have been late to their weddings for playing Smash Bros. At my place. Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to be the same way. You know, there's going to be, when you guys do decide to either pass it on, shut it down, that you will eventually just say, hey, we got three more. Here's the final countdown.
Yeah, I you know what? That's a good idea. I like that. So how about this? Next week, last one. How about that? Well, for every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different. Well, what do you have for your suggestion box?
I chose Ultimate DK. He wrote, I think this comic was especially noteworthy, only because the first thing I see is a giant picture of Tim, the usual emotionally unavailable one, filled with tears of joy. I think this comic broke some kind of rift or fabric between 2-piece star and reality.
The mere thought of him, like, getting excited or crying is, like, not like him at all. But this is great, because he's not on the show, so I can say whatever I want. He, at one point, he made a change to the site, and it literally, like, destroyed all the comments that ever existed, apparently. Hmm. And he said, Ray, I literally cried. I cried so hard. And he was able to get it back magically. I don't remember the rest of that story. I kind of tuned out when I found out he cried. We do have a connection, like a deep connection to the site. We just don't really fully realize it until something major happens. Like last week when we almost didn't do a podcast and I was like flipping out.
And on a side note, I just want to apologize to everyone, all the listeners out there. My wife and I went to go see a movie 2 weeks ago, and Ray got stuck watching my son, and that's why there was no podcast a couple of weeks back.
It all comes back full circle now. So this is great.
Maybe I was like in with some people. Oh, this John guy's pretty funny. What? He's responsible for no podcast.
Yeah, you're like, hey Ray, can you watch our kid? And I have your kid, and I'm also watching the neighbor's two kids as well, right? And it was the neighbor's two kids that were crying and being a problem and made me not be able to do a podcast that night.
My son's a gem, but those two kids, woo-wee, they're gorgeous, but man, they can cry. Anyway, the reason I chose Ultimate DKs is I agree with the Tears of Joy really did link me more with Tim, because I don't know Tim personally. And all I, you know, from what I hear of him and what you tell me, you know, I mean, he seems pretty funny and he's very wise, you know, very insightful. But I didn't get that emotional connection until this. And it really struck a chord with me of when my son was born. And, you know, I was crying like crazy and just, you know, calling everyone. He's a healthy boy. So I really related to this one. And to get to see Tim, you know, at this, you know, it was almost a vulnerable moment, you know, really, for him.
Interesting. Yeah, I was more worried that people would read the comic like, oh, that's it? Oh, meh, lame. I didn't realize that there would be people who would emotionally connect like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I was more focused on, like, the joke. And really, it's like the joke of, yeah, but it's not a comic, Tim. Like, the fact that this really isn't much of a comic almost makes it, like, it makes it funnier in that aspect. Like, mm-hmm. we're getting the joke across that it's not really a comic, and it gets... But it's
like
at the same time, it's like a Pandora's box, and therefore it makes the comic hilarious. Yeah, I can't wrap my head around that. But all right, well, my comment of the week goes to Zoltan, who said, "You don't like Up, Tim? You punt baby puppies in your spare time?" I don't know. I kind of find it sad that despite the Transformers films getting a lot of negative buzz and having pointless scenes only put in for stabs at humor, like the one Ray was talking about, instead of things that actually revolve around, oh, I don't know, the actual robots as real characters, it still ends up being one of the biggest grossing films of the year, while other more deserving films, like Watchmen, which tries to be intelligent, don't do so well. Michael Bay is then allowed to make another billion-dollar summer flick that insults the audience's intelligence, and we all end up with lower quality entertainment. Thank you, America.
I like this guy. I was checking the stats of their income, of what they brought in so far domestically.
Yeah,
it was at $120 million as of Friday, and they expect it with the weekend to go up to $190 million, making it the second all-time grossing movie in the first 5 days.
It came out on a Tuesday night at midnight.
Correct. And that midnight opener made $16 million right there. The third
and that
top.
Counts towards the whole weekend?
Affirmative, Ray.
How does that make any sense? You're literally coming out Monday night, and you have from Monday night till Sunday night. It's like, oh, that's the weekend sales.
Well, again, it's ridiculous they get away with it. It's at 12:01, so technically it is Wednesday, the day
that's
that it opens.
That's not the weekend. That doesn't make any sense. I can understand maybe showing it at like 7 p.m. on a Thursday night, maybe.
Yeah.
But like, really, Wednesday at 12:01 a.m.? I don't follow that.
It's not as bad as Transformers 1, where it opened on July 4th, which was a Tuesday, but they had 10 o'clock showings on Monday, July the 3rd,
That's
for
right.
Transformers 1. So they literally had Monday through Sunday.
Okay, if you go from Monday through Sunday, what's the weekend? Like, I'm sorry, what's the weekday? Where does a weekday fit anywhere in there, then?
In movie terms, the weekend is 5 days long.
Yeah, movie magic, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
They extend it.
Well, there are some people who take freaking ever to comment when they really should have been there from the start. Yes, you are to blame. It's time for a segment we like to call Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many Two-Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they? Oh my gosh. I'm gonna track them down.
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you.
So the Green Fire writes, I think now is a perfect time to rise from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
Thanks, Ray. I've been a big fan of the site for almost 2 years and have neglected to post any comments. I can't wait to see pics of the new addition to 2-Piece Start's family, perhaps in 2-Piece Start art style.
Our next grave riser goes to Dacius, who said, hey, I'm grave rising. I've been a fan of the site for a few months and more recently listened to all the podcasts. That is up until episode 78 when you said I didn't have to. Yeah, really. Okay, hold on.
So what you're telling me is like,
oh, I'm forced to listen to these until Ray said you don't have to. Oh, I don't. Oh, thank goodness, I can get out of here now. Come on.
And he probably had one left too to complete the collection.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, yeah.
And then DGR writes actually a whole book on the Rising from the Grave. I found this webcomic a few weeks ago and enjoyed almost every single one. I have also listened to a few episodes of the podcast. They are too long to hear in a single inning. So because of the occasion, I am rising from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
Okay, there, thank you. I also think that Tim is lucky to live by a hospital with Dr. Mario in it. Anyway, because the baby is a girl, you will have to expose her to video games extra early for her to enjoy them as much as you do. Anyway, happy birthday to insert baby's name here.
Really, how soon? I mean, if I had kids, how soon do I introduce them to video games? And
that depends on who the mom is, obviously.
Yes, that's for another good reason to find someone who likes games.
Yeah, like, my wife won't let my son near him. I can only play like CNET, you know, box office smash
but
with
then
my
you
son.
Let,
I can't.
But then you let him watch the five Saw movies, right? I mean, that's
those are his favorite. That was his first word. Daddy Saw. Daddy Saw.
He really enjoys the plot twist the most, right?
Yeah.
I just have a feeling my kids are going to play games, and I'm going to be like, those aren't games, you guys. Like, you don't understand what good games are. Like, you know, there's no more health bars or lives. Like, you need to get back to the old age of gaming. Like they will love video games, but it'll be all the wrong kinds. You know, it'll be like Pet Society on Facebook or something. And
I was thinking of start them off with the original Nintendo, provide them with some games, give them that for a couple years.
Exactly,
and then, here's the Super Nintendo, and then a couple years, N64, a couple years, here's GameCube, and then work his way up so when he's, you know, old enough to buy his own system, he can go out there and buy the awesomest thing, you know,
and really, isn't
3D
that the dream?
Goggles and everything.
Like, when we were kids, we'd think, oh man, imagine if these things were in 3D or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, next week you give it to him. He can just go through all the advancements and just blow his mind, basically.
Yeah.
I like that. And finally, our last grave riser goes to Johnny Nico, who says, Tim, congratulations. Ray, great job managing all this while you still have a huge workload. And at the risk of being redundant, is that Dr. Mario? OMG! Also, I wanted to say, Ray, that I really do enjoy your comics, and hearing that your laugh on the podcast and in person are the same, keep up the high caliber stuff. One more thing. I am rising from my grave.
Who could that be?
When I read the comment, I'm like, the same on the podcast and in person? Like, that's a little creepy. How is he like, oh, it's you?
Well, I mean, with the picture on there, I thought it was you at first leaving the comment.
Which is, again, is creepy to see that somebody has my picture as their as their user icon. It's just it's a little frightening.
Well,
really.
When I was creating my account, I created it real quick to try and rise from my grave and also be a first commenter. But I missed it by a couple of minutes. I was like, well, I'll just wait, you know, for a while. 2 months later.
Yeah, you finally commented. You are the true grave riser. Listen, people, I know there are those of you out here that have probably been with us since the very beginning. And you're just like, I don't need to comment. Come out of here. Talk to us. Let us know what you think. And, you know, show some love. Seriously. All right. Let's shake it up with a little bit of Ricket Ricket Remix. The segment I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by and where you can grab it. This week it's a remix from Kirby Superstar. It's called Floating Islands of Grand Beach, Manitoba, and is done by Double Aaron. Take a listen to a quick sample. If you'd like to add it to your music collection, I've got a link up right now back on the page you grabbed this episode of 2P Start Live from. Not to mention the link is right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of the show. Well, I think it's that time.
I agree.
Things are dark. Not looking good.
I'm holding on to you.
Our grip is sweaty and not really holding very well. It's time for the dreaded Rise. I'm sorry.
It's Rise time for the dreaded Doom Award.
Black Doom Award. Do an evil laugh. You gotta quit smoking, Black Doom. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Skids and Metflap. I mean, Black Doom. My Black Doom Award is going to go to EA. For the Mass Effect Galaxy game for the iPhone.
All right.
Upon completion of the game, it says, your reward for completing the game is already waiting for you in Mass Effect 2.
Yeah?
I have a big problem with games that reward you, but not until, like, a totally different game. Like, if you're gonna reward... Like, I like things to be self-contained. And really, do they actually have it ready? I mean, do they actually know what they're going to do, or are they just like, oh, we'll figure out something later?
Well, you know? Here's like, the thing. Like I actually like that. I read a lot of books and a lot of series, and you read the first one as great adventure, but they leave some for the second one. You know, they leave some of the meat there so that you're craving more and you want
to... Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, if they have it planned ahead, then maybe it's okay. Maybe.
Like Lost?
But see, that's the thing. With Lost, you're continuing a story. So all you can do is hope that they have the story ironed out and mm-hmm. you get to see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
It's different if it's like, you just beat the story. Oh, you'll unlock something cool in the next game, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that's not continuing a story. That's just like, oh, you'll get your prize later.
Well,
really?
If you beat the game and the credits roll, I mean, what kind of prizes are you hoping for outside of, you know, that your reward is you beat the game, here's the credits, congratulations.
I guess so. Maybe. Maybe it's a little unwarranted here.
No, but I agree with you. You're like, oh man, I really wish I could have had that right now because I really enjoyed this experience. I want to extend it. Now I have to wait for game 2 to really fulfill that experience.
Yes. And also, maybe I should throw this out there as well. The Game Bone Pro, have you heard of this?
It doesn't sound good right off the bat. What? Game Bone Pro.
Pro.
Not Game Boy.
Which means is there actually a Game Bone? Like, original Game Bone Pro. Is there really, like, is there anything before it, honestly? Anyway, listen. Yeah, it's, okay, this is a peripheral for your iPhone. It's a Bluetooth controller. Let me show you a picture here. It's literally the shape of a bone. And it has buttons on it. A, B, C, D. Oh my gosh, watch out. Can we really cut the crap on the peripherals for the iPhone, honestly? For playing games, like, the thing is meant to be played with a touchscreen. So, like...
Now, are people really going to carry this around in their pockets? Oh, I think I'll play a game. It's like, well, let me pull out my Game Bone Pro in order to play this game.
You shouldn't be putting games on it that require you to use, like, a Game Bone, first of all. Seriously, Game Bone?
I'm just waiting for all the comments to just come out with all these puns on this.
See, you look forward to that.
Game
I
thing.
Fear it, personally. I dread the moment when the first comments come in. If you are dying to play video games with a controller... You don't do it on your iPhone. I mean, that's just a given. Like, the idea that people are going to go out of their way to buy a friggin' Game Bone Pro, seriously, and then use that to play the games with is, like, come on, really?
Yeah. My Black Doom Award goes to Eternal Sonata for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. So, enemy encounters, it's not random. There's an actual enemy on the screen, and you have to run into him to initiate a battle, correct?
Yes.
Well, they would narrow the path and create the enemies so big that the only way to advance the story is to go through these enemies and you have to encounter them.
You know? Right.
So why create this whole world of encountering enemies non-random that you actually choose to it, but then yet create these bottleneck places
situations where you're forced to
fight it. It's non-optional on some of these, you know, areas. And, you know, I could see as, oh, hey, they're just making sure you're getting enough experience to advance the game. You know,
yeah, that's your responsibility.
But it's like, are you serious? I don't want to fight this guy, you know? I just want to get around him. But they just put him in a bottleneck place, create the enemy barriers incredibly big, that there's a non-option to fight this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow.
The achievements for this, there's only a couple, and they're all hidden. And the majority of them, you can only get on your first playthrough.
What? No.
They're all secret, and
so you can't even see what it says.
No, and they're
what?
So that was just bogus right there. There was one character who had a death scene, and the death scene went on. I timed it. It was 5 minutes and 37 seconds long.
So
he had been stabbed. The guy who stabbed him left, and then it goes on for him 5 minutes dialoguing with himself about his life and love and all this kind of stuff for 5 minutes and 37 seconds. So the majority...
What I hope they did, which I'm sure they didn't, because I always love it when they do things like this, though, is when it's like, and that's all... Ugh.
But wait.
And also...
No.
And they do, like... They have, like, five different, like... and Susan, don't forget...
When you equip new weapons, we're at the point now where you should just... especially with the Xbox 360, you should give these guys new weapon shown. You know, I mean, even Final Fantasy VII back on the PlayStation 1, you'd equip a new weapon and there'd be a new weapon in his hands when you go fight battles.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, and they had some of the weapons were sounding really cool. Like one was No Name. The guy who created this weapon died before naming it, you know?
Oh,
I want to see this weapon. This sounds awesome. But it's the same one he had since, you know, he picked up the sword to fight bad guys in his farm, you know?
Dude. Like, really, Skies of Arcadia had great weapons.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
And like, every time you upgraded your weapon, it looked cooler. Like, it always looked different and looked cooler. And there were a ton of them, too. And then I play a game like Phantasy Star Online, where, like, all the weapons are relatively the same. They just have a different color. And then a different name with a different color. And it's like, really? You guys can't come up with, like, cooler weapons? And, like, All the cool-looking weapons were insanely rare.
Or if you buy them online from some guy.
Yeah, or like they would have an ability that's really friggin' awesome, and you'd see the hackers all using them. It's like, I want that gun. It's super sweet. Like, oh no, you have a 0.01% chance of picking it up if you kill a rare enemy or something dumb. It's like, geez, people really...
And last, I've got a whole bunch, but I'll just pick this one. They had twin characters that join your team that you can...
Skids and Mudflap?
Yeah, that's the thing. They are twins, and they are little girls, and and they have the exact same weapons and exact same set abilities. Out of a 9-character roster... You know, I'm looking for a little bit more creativity in my
character. So they don't fight together. They don't work with each other.
No,
they're two separate people.
Yeah, you have a party of three, and you can, you know, rotate which characters you want in that three, and they are both available for that.
Do they wear different colored clothing?
Yeah, one's a lighter color, and one's a darker color. One has red hair, one has blue hair.
Okay, yeah. That doesn't
count.
But
they're really whiny little girls, and you're just like, oh, come on.
Well, what else are girls?
Ray?
What?
I love my wife.
Right,
so
I need to find a girlfriend. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. I probably shouldn't
say
stuff like that.
That's why you're single.
Oh. That's why. Oh,
it has nothing
to do with the mural of Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
And finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Ultimate DK. It's the desert song Camel Jazz from the old video game rendition of Disney's Aladdin. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except with Tim. So with that, he's John.
And he's Ray.
We will see you next week. Let's throw the gloves off here. Transformers 2.
Are you attacking or am I defending? No.
They reference the 85 cartoon movie a lot with this film.
They do. And I was enjoyed that 85 cartoon.
And here's the thing. Really, they just need to remake that cartoon, just with a little less Dare to be Stupid by Weird Al in it.
Okay? What are you talking about? That's what made it hip and awesome.
Lots of elements from the 85 cartoon movie, which is amazing, but they didn't do them in the same way. It's like they introduce it, but then the way they execute it is not the same, and it's not as well done. And now it's like, you can never do that anymore now.
They didn't want to commit to it.
You've wasted that opportunity now. You cannot bring that sort of thing back in a third movie anymore. Like, it's like, oh, hey, Matrix of Leadership. I think we'll just turn it into magic dust in a sock. How about that? We'll just run with that for a while. Thanks. Yeah, way to ruin the Matrix of Leadership and, like, its whole, like, real purpose.
Now no one can do that in a movie. Otherwise, they'll be like, oh, well, I already saw that in Transformers 2. Sock of dust.
Well,
yeah, we've been going on this for hours and hours and hours of trashing and praising the Transformers at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like we need to punch Michael Bay in the balls and pat him on the back at the same time.
Right. Oh, with the same hand. You know, it's like I really enjoyed leaving the theater and having people like, what'd you think? I'm like, I had a lot of fun with it, actually. And like, I can't believe you just said that. Like, they literally are, like, mystified by my opinion of it. Like, here's my thing. People are like, oh, it had a razor-thin plot. Oh, it was such a bad plot. Really? Can we have a flashback to the first film real quick? Let's see. There's a cube. The Autobots want to protect it. The Decepticons want to abuse it. Oh, like, how is that for razor-thin plot? Yeah, it's razor-freaking-thin. Like, oh, hey, let's expand it a little more. How about we'll have Megatron imprint the map onto somebody's glasses? Like, really? Who wrote that? Seriously, that's your way of, like, getting... Seriously? Well, we probably should stop it here before something goes wrong and we lose everything.
Yeah, we're pressing our luck.
But hey, John, it's been fun.
Ray, thank you very much for having me. You bet. I appreciate it.